Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. This episode is brought to you by during times of uncertainty, so many of us shrink, so many of us slow down, so many of us take the easy way out, so many of us hold back. And so many of us decide to play it safe instead of dreaming big and stepping out in faith to find the clarity and confidence we need to really make something big happen. In this episode, the perfect time to start your business and why you must not let these five challenges hold you back, I will share with you a few things to consider as you navigate this challenging time, economic uncertainty, COVID, ongoing, spreading all over the place. What do you do in such a time as these? In this episode, I will definitely try to give you a few pointers so that you can start to think about how you will approach this. Are you ready? Grab your pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine, and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who builds a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. Welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 73. It is true. 2020, 2021 has been really challenging for all of us, right? In 2021, we continue to see the spread of COVID-19. 7.4 million people are now unemployed in the U.S., according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's why we have the Great Resignation. I'm sure you've heard of the Great Resignation. 4.3 million Americans have left their jobs, according to NPR.org and Planet Money. So many people have decided a job is not for them. And 60% of temporary business closures due to the coronavirus pandemic are now permanent, according to Yelp Economic Report. So these businesses are not coming back. So there's been quite a few downturns in 2021. And when we look at even your personal life, I'm sure there has been so many downturns, you're wondering what is coming next, right? But all these downturns are preparing us for something greater, something that we are not able to see at this moment. But I'm sure in the future, you will come back to this experience and realize that it has been preparing you for something greater than what you're seeing right now. But there has also been a few ups, a few positive things that happened in 2021. 43% of Americans are permanently working remotely, according to the Gallup poll. And that is a great thing for so many people because now they can actually work and be able to help their children at the same time. They may be able to accomplish a whole lot more at home than they would otherwise have been able to do in the past. So 43%, that is a huge number. So the landscape, the job landscape has changed quite a bit. And as a result of all of that and the great resignation and everything that's happening, people are focusing more on the things they love and getting out of the things they don't love. I mean, you can imagine how coronavirus has changed your perspective on everything. I mean, as for me, I've had this virus 3 times. And it's been very challenging. And every time I get it, I would definitely think about my family and their future. And even their future without me. How would that look, you know, for them to have a future without me? What do I have to do? What do I have to put in place? What do I have to secure to make sure that they don't struggle? You know, I mean, yes, I am the mom of the family. Yes, they will struggle in some point, but there are some ways that I would prefer them not to struggle. Like financially, as they grieve, I don't want them to be thinking about money. I don't want them to be thinking about where they're going to live, how they're going to eat, and their education and all of that. So and my legacy, what do I want to leave behind? What do I want? How do I want to be remembered? So it has really made me think about my work and the significance and how I'm really securing the legacy for my family. So yes, there's a lot to think about when it comes to creating something of value for the future. So people are, they don't, when they think about losing their lives, they could care less about things that they hate, a job they hate. Probably what they're thinking about as evident in the Great Resignation is that I'm not going to spend one more day doing something I hate. And you may love your job and that's fine. And you'd be like, well, yes, I want to have more years to work this job to serve and to really brighten people's day. But the point is you're doing something you love. You're doing something you enjoy. And that's what most people have been focusing on. So as we think about this time, of uncertainty and this time of challenges, this time of economic upheaval, you know, it makes us think about how we are living our lives. It makes us think about what we can do to change the situation. But too many of us, when we come to this uncertain times, we are afraid. We are afraid to take action. We become hoarders of the little that we have. We don't want to spend anything. We want to hold everything tight because we are afraid of the future. We're afraid of what it holds for us. And so many of us hold ourselves back because of that kind of mindset. Because it refrain, it really hinder us from seeing the opportunities, the advantages. We call this time a winter, right? Every winter, it's like everything goes to sleep. Everything is kind of dead, right? And then it seems like it's never coming back. But in reality, it has to come back because that is the process of nature. That is part of the seasons of life. It has to come back. So what you have to think about is how can I come back with it? I know I'm in a winter right now. I know I'm not in my most productive time, or I know that, you know, my money is funny. I'm not making as much as I used to make, or I'm spending a lot more than I make. But what are some issues that are going on? What are some problems that are going on that I can help solve? What is the gap in all this that I can fulfill? What service can I render? What skill do I have I can put to use at this time to resolve a problem that is affecting the people right now? How can I make people's life better? How can I solve a problem for them? And once you start thinking about these types of things, it creates avenues for you to act and for you to produce and for you to be of service and for you to create a business and for you to create a side hustle. Most people start with a side hustle, something they kind of go into without, you know, you don't need to be spending years planning. If you have a skill, I mean, if you've been baking cakes forever, okay, you know how to bake a cake. So you just need to find out who needs the cake that you're baking. And now you can go reach out to them and offer them your service. You don't need to be spending years planning. You already know what to do. So that can start as a side hustle. Maybe you bake cakes for weddings. And then that becomes a big thing. It becomes a business. Now people know you. They reach out to you to bake a cake for their weddings. So the opportunity is there, but you have to decide to use that skill to solve that problem. And you know, I know we're waiting for the perfect time. The perfect time to open a business. Well, I'm here to tell you the perfect time is now. The perfect time is now. And basically what you need to do is take action, massive action. You take action that is aligned with your goal. And what is your goal? Your goal may be, hey, I want to do 5 wedding cakes a month. Okay, so how do you get to do 5 wedding cakes a month? You have to go out there and look for the clients. Once you talk to a number of clients, you can determine that, yes, I will be able to bake a certain number of cakes per month. Your action has to be aligned with the goal that you're trying to achieve. Right? Your action has to be aligned. So once you decide what your business or your side hustle will be, and you take some time, a little time in researching it, getting to know about it, getting to see who your audience is, what your target market is, who wants your wedding cake. Okay, you're not going to offer wedding cakes to single people in college, right? That's not going to work. You want people who are going to get married. So how do you get to these people, right? So if you take the time to research your business, you are 33% less likely to fail while you're working your current job. And I'm really for strategic action, really thinking. I'm not telling anybody to quit their job and then go start your business. No, you have to be smart about it. Okay. If you really take the time to research your business while you're working, you have a 33% chance less. You have a 3%, you are 33%, I'm sorry, less likely to fail because you have taken the time to research what it is that you want to do. Okay? And this time you would think with the great resignation, there is like an enormous amount of people deciding to start a business. And that is what they're doing. They're going after what they love. The number of people starting a new business increased by 11% according to Guidant Financials. And basically that is what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you to do just that, to start your own side hustle, to start your own business so that you can grow it into something unimaginable. It will be unstoppable once you really take the time to focus on what it is that you want to do. How is it that you want to show up in this world? How is it that you want to serve people? How is it that you want to make a difference? How is it that you want to make an impact? And how is it that you want to leave your legacy? Because all of that will lead to greater things. But you cannot get to the greater things if you are letting these challenges, the biggest challenges that's holding people back from starting a business. Okay, number one is the fear of failing. They don't want to fail. They don't want their family to say, I told you so. They don't want people to see that they are making mistakes and they're not succeeding. Well, I am here to tell you, you are not alone. We all have that fear. We all have the fear of failing. We don't want people to see us at our worst. But the thing is, you must go through that fear. The only way you will get to the other side of it is to go through it. Face it head on. Okay, so be at peace with your family seeing you failing, Because you know what? It means that you're doing something. It means that you're taking risk. It means that you are putting your best foot forward to change your circumstance. So don't let that hold you back. Don't let people's opinion hold you back and put you in a box and never to try again. No, we don't want to do that. We want to take as many risks as possible, calculated, intelligent risk. Okay, we want to do that. That's why research is so important. And another risk, number two, that we are, another challenge that we have is the lack of clarity. We think that we don't have the clarity around what we want to do and how to start. And that is why I am creating the Brave Diva Society, because I want to create that community of support for women like you who want to really dig deep into finding the clarity you need around what you want to do and taking the steps to do it. Because you know what? Clarity sometimes is overrated because we think we need much more of it than we do. Clarity is about taking action. Okay, if you want to get started, okay, I am preparing the Brave Diva Society, but it's not yet up for grabs. And God willing, I'm thinking by next week I should have a date for you when that will be available. But basically, you can get started now. You can get started now because you have the internet at your fingertips. You can do research. You can find out things that you don't know right now. It's just a question. You can ask people who have done it, who you know can guide and give you advice on how to take the next step. All you need is to take the next step. You don't need to know 100 steps down the line. You just need the next step. Okay, so the way you get to the clarity that you so desire is for you to take action and for you to start asking questions and then taking the next step. And the next step will lead to the next step and the next step and the next step. And before you know it, you will be clear on what you need to do. Number three. The number three challenge that we have is we don't think we have enough time to give to our business. We don't think we can balance work, family, friends, and other obligations that we have. What I say to that is we make time for what's important to us. I am sure if you look at your schedule, you can find 30 minutes somewhere a day where you can dedicate to your business, dedicate to learning something about your business, right? I would say, you know, a good thing to do would be to make a checklist. I know you may not know all of the steps that you're going to take to actually bring this business into reality, but start with what you know. Make a brief list, and as you learn more about your business, that list can be expanded. But make a brief list, and then maybe you can dedicate 15 to 30 minutes a day in learning something more about one item on the list. That's how you get started. And you'll be surprised how much you can get accomplished in 15 to 30 minutes. You can answer quite a few questions in during that time. So we make time for what's important to us. Just keep that in mind. Number four, your number four biggest challenge to starting a business or side hustle is you're not sure how to promote it or how to get paid. Well, guess what? That's another question. We can find out. We can find out how to promote a wedding cake business. We can learn where the brides-to-be are. Where do they hang out? Where do they spend their time? What is on their checklist? What are they trying to accomplish in order to get this wedding underway or done? So if we can ask ourselves these questions, then guess what? We can find out where they are, and then we can make a plan to reach them. We can be very creative about it. And getting paid is a piece of cake. There are so many different ways you can get paid, and it's just literally 5 minutes you can set that up. So I wouldn't worry about that. Okay. Number five. Okay, your number five biggest challenge that you have is that you're not sure what people will want. You're not sure what people will want. Well, first, again, there is a way to find out. We ask people, what do you want? What is your biggest problem? What are you trying to solve? And then if you find that there is a match between what they want and your skill, boom, magic. There you go. There's something that you can actually do. There's a service you can provide. There's a gap you can fill. Okay, and as you become more confident, then you'll be more creative into serving those clients. But yes, these are questions. All of these things, whatever challenges that you have, whatever fear that you have, whatever's holding you back, there are means to solving these problems. And one of the fastest way is to take action, is to face it head on, is to ask question and aim to solve it immediately. If you let it linger on, then it's going to consume you, take over, and then it's going to be there around for so long, you're going to think you cannot solve it. In reality, you can, and you will if you put your mind to it. So the perfect time to start your business is now. And the challenges, your five biggest challenges, we're going to go through them. Okay, we're going to go through them. So I'm so excited about this Brave Diva Society that I am working on right now for you to really serve you in ways that, I cannot imagine what you will be able to accomplish through. But right now, if you do need that one-on-one help to really start something and start taking action toward creating something that you love and something that will bring great value to people and help them solve problems, then my link is in the show notes. You can send me a message, send me an email, schedule an appointment so we can actually break it down for you and where you are, where you want to be, and also how you get there in between. Because if we don't take action towards our goals, guess what? That's what they're going to remain goals forever. And we don't want that. We want you to make the most out of today, out of this time. Okay, even though it seems so scary, it seems so uncertain, you don't even know what step to take next. But you know what? The best way to predict the future is to create it. So you create that next step with prayer, with meditations, with affirmations and the whole gadgets of everything that really help you to keep a positive mindset going and a positive attitude going, then guess what? You can do it. You can take the step you need today to start your own business. All right, so until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. And I'm gonna give you a little homework. This is your homework. You have to answer this question. What do you need to do today to prepare for your business? Think about what kind of business you wanna start. And what do you need to do today to prepare for it? All right, so let me say it again. You are unstoppable. You are brave and you're unstoppable. And anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, Or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there and I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.